You celebrate the most important day of the year. And the prayers and liturgical rites that we experience are powerful. And I want to say some words that will help you to receive that powerful grace. So I want to ask you first if you would pray for me. Could you pray for me for just a moment that I'll be able to speak the Lord's words to you? And I'll ask the Lord that you will hear what he wants you to hear. Let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I mentioned at the beginning of Mass that I had asked the prior if I could stay home at the monastery this Easter. It's not just because I'm lazy, although probably I am, but anyway, that's a different issue. But I just got back last week from China. I was in China for almost 2 weeks, and I felt like I wanted to be home with the monks. That's the only reason. But being in China was a fascinating experience. I was speaking to religious sisters in China. The church has been very oppressed, and in parts of China is still quite oppressed and persecuted. In other parts of China, it's very open. I was in Beijing, and the church is very open there. The priests and the bishop have to register with the government, and the government steps in from time to time. But for the most part, if you went to Beijing, it would look just like what you expect. But it led me into reflecting on the initial efforts of evangelists and missionaries in China, what they experienced, what they expected. And especially in our day, we can easily see Christianity as sort of one choice among many. And we hear it around us and in our society. Well, it's just there's some wisdom in Christianity. There is a way to live, and we can learn a few things. And well, China has its own tradition of Confucianism and Taoism and Buddhism that have been more or less prominent through the ages, but all three of them together in a certain kind of harmony teach a way to live. Confucianism, directing how we live out different relationships with respect and harmony and trust, and Taoism, looking at being in tune with nature and tuned in with the way of things and the movement of the Tao throughout all things, and Buddhism, a way of emptying ourselves of desire in order to free ourselves from suffering, all of these focused on how to live, and that ancient wisdom has been very beautiful among the Chinese people. And we could easily say, well, Christianity is just another one among many, just a fourth thing, and Jesus is our wisdom teacher, and that's all the more that it is. And that would be absolutely wrong. Christianity is not one religion among many, because if we look at the one who wrote the text of Confucianism, Confucius, or the one who wrote the text of Taoism, Lao Tzu, or we look at the author of Buddhism, the Siddhartha Buddha, they're dead. But Christ is alive. The one who has taught us the way to live, himself has passed through death, and he is alive because he is God. And he offers us not just wisdom to make our path through this life a little bit easier. He does that, and he does it better than Confucius, and better than Buddha, and better than Lao Tzu. But he offers something more than they offer. In Chinese culture, it is taboo to talk about death, because although the Chinese, in their wisdom, have learned some ways to live, they haven't learned how to die. But we, in Christ, have a path through life that is filled with hope, that gives us a path through suffering, through struggles, that helps us to live out relationships in harmony. But we have not only the wisdom of a dead teacher, we have a living power who accompanies us because Christ is alive. And if you want, if you choose, you can not only passively follow some of his teachings, some of which have crept into our American culture, but most of which have crept out of our American culture. This culture that was once Christian is far from Christian now. But if you want, if you choose, you can know him, because Christ is alive and he wants to have a relationship with us, each one of us. I am speaking to you as a former atheist. When I went to Penn State 20 some years ago, I was an unbaptized atheist. When I graduated, I was a baptized Christian, Catholic, baptized 20 years ago yesterday at the Easter Vigil and on my way into a monastery. Because life with Christ is better. Life with Christ is something great. Even whatever struggles and trials and difficulties we face, we can carry the cross with him because he is alive. And his power can sustain us and give us hope in the darkest times. Even as we face the prospect of our own death, we can do so not merely with fear and trembling. Uncertain and mysterious as it is, we only get one shot at it. With a relationship with Christ, we can face even death with peace and confidence, knowing that it's not the end. Christ is alive, and it makes all the difference whether we know him or we don't know him. All of us are here today because at one level or another, we have professed faith in Christ, but have we really let him into the center of our lives? Have we really let him become a part of our families, a part of our daily living? Is our prayer more important than food and sleep? Is our relationship with Christ more important even than our breath? How important is our Christian faith to us? It makes all the difference. It makes the difference between life and death. Those who believe will live. Those who don't believe will die. We have the chance in this Easter liturgy to renew our baptismal promises and to invite Jesus into our lives again. Maybe we've wandered away from him. Maybe our faith has become cold. Maybe the fire that once burned in our hearts has simmered down. But now is the chance. Maybe we have never really known him. Have you heard his voice? Do you know his loving presence? Have you felt the love of his embrace? Have you felt his strength in your sorrow? Have you found his hope in the dark times of your life? And if not, there's good news. Then there's more to come. Doesn't matter how long we've been at this, we all have room to grow. And today is a day to begin again. To begin again on this Easter day and to set out on a path of inviting him deeply into our lives, a path of daily prayer, a path of opening up that relationship with him. Maybe we have memories of long ago when we felt close to him. Now is the day to feel close to him again. He draws close to us in this Easter liturgy, not only giving us words of wisdom, but giving us his body and blood in the Blessed Sacrament. He nourishes us, not just with nice words, but with an embrace of love and the total gift of his life, that we might truly live in him and experience the joy and hope of being true Christians.